Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, "Hamakav es chaver mishal shuchayse v'gadres rishayne v'sashni v'sashlishes ein mechayv anoyse." V'yisa im amad v'gadres rabi is megagavin olav v'sakha. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, "Hamakav es chaver mishal shuchayse shekana gimu sadois sav v'stei chaver v'lushleishes meitzareha." The first of all, Rashi says the case is that he had three sadois. Let's say Reuben, we'll call him Makif Reuben. Reuben has three sadois around three edges of Shimon's sada. That's how Rashi translates the Mishnah. Some of that's Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean? Hamakif is chaveri mishalosh shuchaysav v'gadres rishayne v'sashlisha v'sashniya v'sashlisha. What does the word hamakif mean? Oh. Hamakif l'chayra can't mean he built the kaisel, he made a gather, because that's the next thing in the Mishnah. V'gadar is rishayne v'sashniya v'sashlishes. So what does the word hamakif mean? So the stam hamakif means not that he surrounded him with the fence, but that he surrounded him with his fields. So the Mishnah says that Reuben surrounded Shimon with Reuben's fields mishalosh u'chayse from three sides. So in the Mishnah, that Reuben is only surrounding Shimon. Reuben's fields are only around Shimon's fields from three sides, and those three sides, Reuben was gather. That's what Rashi says as well. We'll see later in the Mukiyosef. The Mukiyosef starts off says Pshat in the Mishnah that Reuben had fields from four sides. How does he read the Mishnah? So we'll see when we get there. So then Rashi says, so Reuben was makif misholosh uchaysov. He had fields from three mitzarim, the gader es shloshtam, and he was gader the three of them. What is the of them? Gader shloshtam. He was gader the three of them. What's the antecedent over there? What's he referring back to? The three what? What's the word? What's the word that it refers back to? The three of them. Of what? Not everybody at once.
Meitzarim.
He was going to the three Meitzarim. So already we have a Gili in Rashi, that Rashi learns that we're talking about what the Rishonim call Mechitzas HaPnimiyos. The gedder that Reuben made was on the Meitzar of Shimon Sada, and the interface between Shimon Sada and Reuben Sadas. So that's the Mechitza Pnimis. It's the Mechitza that divides, a Kaisel that divides Reuben Sadas from Shimon's Sadas. As opposed to the Sheet of Taisus and Baba Kama and the Ramban, that were talking about Mechitzas HaChitzonius, that Reuben was guided not between him and Shimon. Reuben was guided around the perimeter of Reuben Sadas between Reuben and the Rishus Rabban. But it's beneficial to Shimon because the behemoths, if they don't go into Reuben's Soda from the Rishus Rabban, they won't go into Shimon's Soda either. That's a Taisus and the Rabban learn. But Rashi, and likewise the Balamor, they understand the Mishnah to be talking about Mechitzas HaPnimiyos. We'll see Kaseid in Rashi. There's many Rashi and Baba Kamas came out Mefurish this way. But even Rashi over here, where it's less Mefurish, but it's pretty clear in the Rashi's that Rashi is learning that we're talking about Mechitzas HaPnimiyos. So Reuben made a gather between himself and Shimon from three sides. So what's Reuben making the gather for? He's not making the gather to protect himself from behemoths from the Shisraabim. So he's making the gather to protect himself from Shimon. Maybe from Azagria. We'll see. What does Reuben need to gather between himself and Shimon for? We'll come to that. Eimachayim and Oisei lost his klum. He doesn't have to. We don't force him to pay. Says Rashi, why can't Reuben force him to participate? Because we're talking about a field. The field is a bika, and a bika we learned in the first Mishnah is a makam shenog. Stam bika is kemakam shenogu shleiligdur. So therefore, Reuben can't force Shimon to be mishtatif. And Shimon's not. And since it's only from three sides, Shimon's not a netna either. There's two issues here. There's one, can Reuven force Shimon to be mishtatef? If Reuven could force Shimon to be mishtatef, so then there's nothing to talk about. Reuven and Shimon both have to build together. They shouldn't be masik each other with ayin har, with hezekriya. So then what would it matter if Shimon was mukka from all three sides? Shimon has his own responsibility not to be masik Reuven with ayin har. So Shimon has to be mishtatef in a kaisel. So Rashi therefore needs to tell me, no, we're talking about a bikka. A bikka is a makam shenog v'shaloy likter. So mitzad the chiyuv to be mishtatef in a kaisel that we had in the first Mishnah, v'ayinim es ha-kaisel, that we don't have over here. And again, if there was a din of v'ayinim es ha-kaisel v'emsa, that Reuven and Shimon had a joint responsibility to build a kaisel in order not to be mazik each other with hezekriya, with ayin hara, so then it wouldn't matter how many ruchas Shimon was. What does it matter that Shimon is open to Shus Rabba? Shimon can look at the Shus Rabba all he wants, but he can't look at Reuven. So Shimon would have a chiyuv to be mishtatef in the getter. But Hayyai said it's a bit good. It's a makam. So that's, we don't have to worry about. So why would Shimon have to pay? Only if he's a nene. That we'll see in the Hemshech. If he's a nene, then Shimon does have to pay. If Shimon is mukka from Dal Ruchaisif, then Shimon does have to pay. As nene, as yair, we'll talk, but we've talked already a little bit. But Kabbana, meanwhile, Shimon is only God of Megimel Ruchaisif. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay. So the Gemara is medayik. That the Gemara of Kamas medayik. That Harav is mechayim anoyse. The Tanakhama says that Reuven, that Shimon doesn't have to pay because Reuven was only goyderim mishol shuchaisel. But Harav is, if Reuven would be goyderim midal shuchaisel, then Shimon would have to pay because he would be a nene. The Gemara they asked is that nene was a lechaser. The Gemara answers after Amtali Akefri. One wants to bring a raya, the Zenenev is lechoser is chayim, the Gemara is doicha, at geram to liyakei for Yisera. But upon him, it's meduik in the Mishnah, Agamor also says it, but that it's the p'tur of the p'tur that the Tanakham is talking about is only because he was goyder, because he was goyder only Misholosh Ruchaisov. But had he been goyder Mi'abu Ruchaisov, then Shim would have a hanof from the gather, and then he would have to pay. How much he would have to pay, we'll see in the Gemara. That's the sugya by us. How is it mishkachas though? If Reuven's only on three sides, how could he be going to a servius? How could Reuven be going to the side of servius? Rashi set up the case that he's makiv as chaverim mishalosh uchaysef. Reuven's around him from three sides. So how could he be going to a servius? That's the deal. Because the Mishnah says Reuven was makithim, Mishalosh Ruchaisov, and he was guided those Ruchais, and Machaivan Oisai. So it's Meduik in the Mishnah had Reuven been makithim, Midal Ruchaisov, and been guided all Dal Ruchais, then Shimon would have been Chai. That's the deal. The Mishnah says, I'm makif, Schaver, Mishalosh Ruchaisov. Why did the Mishnah say that Reuven's only makithim, Mishalosh Ruchaisov, and guided those Shalosh Ruchais? And he was going to those shalosh ruchos because only then is he potter. But had Reuven been makif his chaverim mi'ab ruchosov, it's like a different case. That's the dik. The dik is on the case. The Mishnah sets up the case that he was makif mi'gimel ruchos, but apparently had he been makif mi'dal ruchos and the goder aseri shayno v'sashniyo v'sashlishis v'saravius, then we would be mechayim. That's the Rashi in Baba Kamos. That's the dik. The dik is, had Reuven had a fourth field on the fourth side, then we would have been chayav. So, Chayra, just a positive thing. The Maaseh says that if Reuven is goyder Shimon completely, so then Reuven can collect from Shimon. What's the nafka mean in halacha that stam bikkur is kemokam shenagu shalei ligdor? I can't force him to be mishtatev. Why do I have to force him to be mishtatev? Okay, I can't force him to be mishtatev. I build a kaisel and I'll collect from him afterwards. I'll snare it. I think this is the other way. Why is he potter from Gilu Chaisel? What happened to the Nefkaifin Zesel of Nes Chaisel? So he said, no, it's a big welcome to Shalom Shalom. But I just want to ask, I'm asking Akasha, I just want to make all the points explicit. So, but the Maisit says in this Mishnah that if it's Midal Ruchais, if Reuben would be Makif Shimon and Midal Ruchais, then we would be Machayev Shimon to pay. So what's the Nafkamina in the fact that it's a Bikka and a Bikka is a Makam Shinogu Shalom Ligdur? So this Pasha, the several Nafkaminas, first of all, Pasha the Nafkamina, is that it's only from four Ruchais. Hagufa. The Stam Bikka is a Makam Shinogu Shalom Ligdur. That means that Shimon doesn't have to participate. Doesn't have to pay as long as he's not nene. But in the Chinami, if you're makif midal ruchaisa, then he's a nene, then he does have to pay. That's number one. Number two, there's other nafkamins. There's a nafkamina. Maybe for how much he has to pay. We'll see in the Sugis Gemara. Maybe nene doesn't have to pay the full value of the avona. Maybe nene only has to pay kites and bezoil. Whereas if Shimon had a chiyuv to be mishtatef in a kaisel, then he would have to pay the full amount. That could be an afkamina. There might be an afkamina guy by the height of the kaisel. That's not so clear. How tall is this kaisel over here that we're talking about in our Mishnah? It depends really what the purpose of this kaisel is. Is it for Hezekriya or is it for Behemoth? If it's for Hezekriya, then you need Dalar Amos. But if there's no Hezekriya in a bikkah, because Tam bikkah is a mokum shenogu shaloi ligdar, so what is this kaisel for? Muscle. According to the Rishonim, that we're talking about mechitzas hachitzonius. We're right now more in Rashi than it's mechitzas hachitzonius. But those Rishonim learned they're talking about mechitzas hachitzonius. So they speak at beferish. Mechitzas hachitzonius is only to be menea ragli behema from the Shusar Abim. You don't need that. You don't need Dalar Abbas. We're not afraid of the behemoth looking at him. We're afraid of the behemoth walking in. But to keep the behemoth from walking in, all you need is 10 tefachim. So the Rishonim say beferish that our Mishnah is only talking about 10 tefachim. Does Rashi agree that Rashi was talking about mechitzas hapnimiyos? So that's not so clear if Rashi would agree that. A lot depends on, which we have to speak out, and I want to speak out, talk a little bit through. What is the purpose of these mechitzas hachitzonius? Are they Hezekiah dika mechitzas, not, or are they Behemah dika mechitzas? What are they here for? We'll talk in a minute. But kaponim, it's at least possible that we're talking about mechitzas of asar tefachim. So then avad is nothing to do. So then there's a big nafkamina in the fact that it's a mok, that a bikkah is a mokam shenagu shalai likda, meaning there's no Hezekiah in a bikkah. So you don't have to build it. You don't have to build a wall of Dalar Amos. There could be another. There's another afkamina also. It's the Numkiyosis speaks out. The Numkiyosis says that even though Shimon, if Reuben is makif Shimon midal ruchosov, then Shimon has to pay. Says the Numkiyosis, that's only if Shimon didn't protest. What if when Reuben was building these mechitzas midal ruchos, Shimon said to Reuben, "Don't expect me to pay. If you're building these mechitzas because you expect me to participate, don't build them." Then the Avad Shimon is bought. With bought, like by a yored, Shimon say by a yored the nixa chaveri. If the Baal HaSodah says to the yored, "Don't do it. I don't want the trees here. Don't do it. I'm not going to pay for it." Then he's bought. But that's only because the Mokum Shinogu Shalai Ligdur, but the Mokum Shinogu Ligdur Vada, that wouldn't help. We're kai for Shimon to be Gaida. That's also Nafkamino. This Nafkamino, the Nimkesh speaks out sort of the fairish between in the fact that a Bik is a Mokum Shinogu Shalai Ligdur. So therefore, you can't force Shimon to build. And if Shimon doesn't want to build, if Shimon protests, anyway, because this common v'chama nafkaminas in the fact that a bikkah is a mokum shenogu shalai ligdur. So there's no din that you could force Shimon to build a kaisel as mazik. Shimon is not a mazik, and you can't be today in merchokas nizokin, and Shimon has no pechiv to build a kaisel. But if you're a makif Shimon midal ruchaisel, so then Shimon has, and Shimon didn't tell you not to, so then you could be today Shimon. Shimon speak out. We talked about it already. Shimon speak out. This is a din v'yod nixa chaveri. That it's like any mashbiach nixei chaveri. Reuven was mashbiach Shimon soda. If Reuven was mashbiach Shimon soda, so then Shimon has to pay. So the MS. So we have to understand. I have to understand if it's a mogum, why is it a mokum shnogu shloiligda? Because people are not makbid, and I heard a bit Tyson that they spoke out, even though in a Gina, maybe people are makbid, a Gina has things growing the whole year round. The bikkur, it's really Oimedes Bekamei Sel 1 month a year. 1 month a year, a person could is not so worried about. You could keep people from looking 1 month a year. Because people are not makbid for that 1 month a year. They're not makbid in Ayin Har. They're not makbid in Hezekiah. So then we have to understand, so why is Shimon called a Nene? If nobody puts up such walls, because people are not makbid in Ayin Har, so what hanah does Shimon have from the four walls that you could be Tevehim as a Mashpich, that you could be Tevehim as a Yared? Yeah, we talked a little bit yesterday. We should have called him a mashpiach. The Gemara Bakamas says he calls it a nene. Does that mean that mashpiach is the same thing as nene? That's what it seems to conduce to. They're both in a mamonigaboch. They're basically the same kind of idea. What's the hana? What is the hana? Why is it a hashbach? So, the Peter Rishonim that we're talking about mechitzas hachitzonios. But then the hana is poshut. The hana is from behemoths. The Ramban speaks of that beferish. That's why it's not as steered to the fact that it becomes a makom shenagu shalei libda. A bik is a makom shenagu shalei libda. That means that in a bik, people don't make fences between one bik and the next. Between my farm, between my cornfield and your cornfield, I don't have to make a fence. Because I don't care about the ayin. The ayin is not significant enough that I have to make a fence. But between the cornfield and the shusarabim, I have to make a fence. Otherwise, the behemoth is going to come in and eat up all your corn. So there's no siri b'chal. Bika is a makom shenogu shalei libda ben bika lebika. So that's why by shutfin shechalku in a bika, they don't have to make a fence. But mechitzas chitzonius, that means between Reuben and the Rishus Rabbim, avada, that's a tellus for everybody. Every person puts fields around all the, between the Rishus Rabbim and the fields, you have to have a gather, and that's a tellus for Shimon too. But what about what Rashi learns? We're talking about mechitzas ha-pnimiyos. And it's mukhuk, by the way, and this Rashi also talking about mechitzas ha-pnimiyos, because if we were talking about mechitzas ha-chitzonius, then Rashi wouldn't need to speak out that it's a, that a bikkur is a makom shenogu shalei ligdor. Well, what does it matter? Yes, makom shenogu ligdor, not makom shenogu ligdor. We're not talking about the mechitzas ha-pnimiyos, we're talking about mechitzas ha-chitzonius. We're not talking about ayin hara dikka mechitzas. We're not talking about mechitzas that Reuven shouldn't be mazik Shimon and Shimon shouldn't be mazik Reuven. We're talking about mechitzas that the behemoths of the rabbim shouldn't be mazik either one. So that has nothing to do with whether with the first Mishnah. The fact that Rashi needs to speak out that Reuven can't force Shimon to build together between them because it's a mokum shenogu shalei ligdor, it's mukhuk that we're not talking about Reuven building a getter around his, according to the Ramban, that we're talking about Reuven, a getter that Reuven's building around the perimeter of Reuven's sodas. So he needs to speak out that he can't force Shimon to be mishtatev because of mokum shenogu shalei ligdor. How could he, obviously he can't force Shimon to be mishtatev as the ayin hara. Shimon is not a masik. Lagabi, the mechitzis that Reuven's building on the outside of Reuven's sodas, what does that have to do with Shimon? Shimon's not a mazik in that sense. But therefore, it's mukhik again in Rashi. We're talking about mechitzis apnimiyos. So if we're talking about mechitzis apnimiyos, so what is the hanah from the mechitzis apnimiyos? If people don't care about Ayin Hara, so why is there a hanah from the mechitzis apnimiyos? So here, there are a few possibilities, and it's hard to know a dovah bar. One possibility is that even though people are not makbid and ayin hara, that just means that you can't be kaifa like chalkus nizak. Reuben can't be kaifa shimon as ayin hara to build a fence or to build a wall, because for 1 month a year it's not such a big imperative. It doesn't rise to the level that shimon has to be marchik is nizik. It has to be marchik is ayin hara. But Hanah still is. At the end of the day, Shimon still has some degree of Hanah from the fact that there's a wall there. And Shimon, Reuben is not looking at him and not giving his corn an ayin hara. So Hanah it is. It's not so much that there's a chiv hachokas nizokin, but at Tehillus there still is. So for Nene, it's good enough. Or for Meshbiach, it's good enough. It's still called the Hashbach in the Sodom. That's possibly the number one. That can't be dismissed. That's a possibility. If that's the pshat, then you have then the kaisel with woman is dalet amos. With woman a kaisel of avayin hara, it has to be dalet amos. Really, number two. Maybe la'olam, the hana is from behemoths. I will. What? Why is there hana from behemoths? Don't know mechitzas apnimius. But maybe there's hana from behemoths because when Reuven is makif, when Reuven is builds a geder between himself and Shimon, that also helps that behemoths should come in from the Shisar Abim through Reuven's field and into Shimon's field. Doesn't help. But if it's Midal Ruchaisiv, if Reuben has a field all around Shimon, and Reuben builds a Mechitza Pnimis, so it has it to Elz for Shimon that now behemoths won't come through the Rosh Hashanah, from the Rosh Hashanah, through Reuben's fields and into Shimon's fields. But maybe that's not going to know. It's not enough from Ragli Behem, even though we're talking about Mechitza Pnimis. We'll see Mr. Shimon the Nuki Yosef. Maybe there's such a mahalach, such a shita. But in Rashi, it's very hard to say that. Because if that's true, if that's the hanor that we're talking about, the hanor that Reuven, that Shimon has from the mechitzas apnimiyos, is that behemoths won't come into him. So then that only makes sense if Reuven, if there are no mechitzas chitzonius. If Reuven already has mechitzas chitzonius between him and the Rosh Hashanah, and now he's building mechitzas pnimiyos between himself and Shimon, so then the behemoths can't come in anyway, because Reuven's mechitzas chitzonios keep out the behemoths. So we don't need, it's redundant, you don't need a fail-safe system. You don't need another set of mechitzas around Shimon's property to keep out the behemoths from the Shisarabim. So maybe that's the case. Maybe the case is that Reuven doesn't have mechitzas chitzonios. Maybe we're talking about there are no gdorim. And now Reuven is building a geder between himself and Shimon. Why is Reuven doing it? You have to know why is Reuven doing it. It's not doing Reuven any good. The behemoths are coming into Reuven's fields anyway. So why is Reuven being so altruistic and building a mechitza between himself and Shimon? Yeah, that would be a little bit mugma if this is the pshat. But maybe Reuven Taka cares about Ayin Hara, or maybe he's altruistic. It's not so clear why in this pshat that would be a little bit dochuk. Why is Reuven doing this? But Akapanim, we could work it through, but it only would work if we assume, we posit, that there are no mechitzas chitzonius, and Reuben is only building mechitzas pnimiyos, and Shimon has a hanor that now behemoths won't come into his field. But I think in Rashi it's not shaykh, because in Rashi it's mefurish, that what the case is where there are already mechitzas chitzonius, and now Reuben is building mechitzas pnimiyos also. Where is that mefurish in Rashi? Anybody know?
Of a comma.
By Akgaramtali Akefi Yaseya. Right? The Gemara said that it's a case of the Gemara thinks the Gemara says in the Tanakama, Horabis Machaimanois, Shmaminos, and Enev is the Chosser is Chayev. So Dr. Gemara, no, he's Chosser, because Reuven can say to Shimon, Akgaramtali Akefi Yaseya. So Taisi asked in Rashi, if we're talking about Machitza Tapnimio, he said, what do you mean, what's Akefi Yaseya? It's Akefi Yaseya? It's the whole Hekef, the whole Machitza is Akgaramtali. Akgaramtali Akefi. What's the word Yaseya? You're being guiding me that I have to be Makif more. What more? Shimon is going to Reuben the whole heck of. That's what Taisa learns from the Kefa. We're talking about Mechitzas Chitzonios, and Reuben saying to Shimon, you make my perimeter bigger. So I had to make more fencing in the Mechitzas Chitzonios because I have to be Makif you too. What about Rashi? What does Rashi do with Taisa's Kasha? It's a glaring question. So Rashi himself says, At Gramtli Kefa Yaseira means, if not for you, Shimon, I would only make Mechitzas Chitzonios. Because of you, I need a hekefi yaseira. I have to make mechitza yis pnimius too. That's the yaseira. So it's a foolish if that's the case. That we're envisioning a case where there are mechitzas chitzonius between Reuben and Rosh Hashanah, midal ruchaisel, and Reuben in addition is making mechitzas pnimius. So that's not for behemoths. The mechitzas pnimius don't. There's no hano of behemoths. So we're back to saying that al kochuk the hano is hano vayin har. Even though it's a malkum shenogu shalei ligdor, that just means we can't be kaifim to be gider. But a hano of gider you have that he shouldn't be, Reuben shouldn't be able to look at him with it and give him an ein har. I think, though, that there's another alternative. There's another alternative between Ayin Hara and Behemoths from the Rishus Rabbim. I see a lot of hands up. Are those hands? Okay, and I think Nathan, Yishai, and Noah, I guess in that order. That's what is on my screen.
Yeah, if we say that the reason is Ayin Hara and Hezekiah, why would we have to wait for four walls to claim the Hana? Meaning at each wall, there's less Hezekiah and a Miad and Ayin Hara, especially if there are three up, then there's very little. And even if, especially if there are three up and there are three Sados. But of course, even if there are four Sados and three walls, there's a Miad and a Hana and Ayin Hara and Hezekiah.
So say two of us with it. Number one, we could say that Ayin Hara is all or nothing. If you could look on one side, it's an Ayin Hara. And especially because the side that's open is Rishus Rabbim. So that's Hezekiah the Rabbim. The Gemara says in the base that that's the most. That's the most Hezekiah, Hezekiah the Rabbim. That's why even in Mandom Hezekiah, Lashma Hezekiah, but if they shy, you have to make. Okay, here we're talking Ayin Hara. They were talking about Hezekiah the Hezekiah of Dira. But in Ayin Hara, it's beside rules that way. That the side that's open, the most flagrant is the fourth side where the whole world can look at. If that's open, then the fact that Reuben's not looking at him is negligible. Yeah. Okay. You say.
Could think why be Rashi holds the reason why they're putting up a wall is prevent Shimon's animals from entering Reuben's field and Reuben's animals from entering Shimon's field. Why does it have to be animals from outside?
Okay, I guess in theory that's possible. The push-up shot is that a bikkur is a place where you grow things. It's not a place where you have animals. Reuben also growing things there. It would be a bikkur kimta to say that the case is that Shimon's a farmer and Reuben's a cowboy. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's very sussed in the Mishnah. The stomach, whatever Shimon does over there, Reuben does over there. Reuben and Shimon are just neighbors. They're doing the same thing. So Shimon is growing things. He doesn't want Behemoth coming in. So stomach Shimon Reuben's the same thing. We should talk about Behemoth coming from Shisram. They don't talk about Behemoth coming from Reuben. Your stage, you have your...
Yeah. Isn't there also another...
Stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't there also another problem with saying that the Hana is the Behemoth coming from the outside? Because then there's not, if we're going back to our Pshat and Rashi that we had, that Nen as a Mamona Gabach, and that we need a direct correlation between to have a transfer of Shavios. So now the Hana that Shimon is getting is a Silik Behemoth, but the Chisaron of Reuven is in the world of Hezekiah. So there's no direct correlation there that could make it a Zen and a Zen Chaser. A Zen and a Zen Chaser.
I'm not sure what... The Lights of Shimon at Reuben is Chaser and Shimon is Nana. The Gemara asks, the way Rashi learns the Gemara Dafa in Vavakama, the Gemara Taka asks that it's not Anah Mechaseres. The Gemara thinks it's Zenen Evezel Echoser, not a reason. For that reason. The Gemara asks, it's not Anah Reuben, that's Mechaser Shimon. The way Rashi learns the Gemara Vavakama. The Gemara makes this a case of Zenen Evezel Lechoser. Why is it Lechoser? Places asks to Rashi, why is this a case of Lechoser? Reuben's putting up the Mechitzes because of Reuben. Because of Shimon. Why is Reuben making Mechitzes? Because of Shimon, they're Mechitzes Premius. So how can the Gemara call it Zenen Evezel Echoser? So I said the other day, that Rashi holds that the Gemara, at least in the Havamina thought, that Zenenev is Leichoser means that the Hanoah is a Hanoah Mechaseres. The Hanoah causes Shimon's Hanoah causes Reuben to be Choser. That you don't have over here. So you're making even more. And what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz says, I don't need the Hanoah to be Mechaser. All I need is that that Shimon was Mechaser. As long as the Nene was Mechaser the Geider. So it was Shimon who caused Reuben to have to make a Geider. That's called, it's not a Hanoah Mechaseres, but it's a Nene HaMechaser. You know, you want to say something?
I guess more of a clarification. When Rashi says that the issue by three walls, like at least in Baba Basra, he says the issue is three walls, is that right, we're dealing with a Stam Dika, so you can't be Mechai of him. That's true by the fourth wall also. And if we're going to say that the issue of Rashi is exclusively just that it's that there's a Hanoah of Hezekiah, at the end of the day, we're dealing with, if we're dealing with the Stam Bika, even the fourth wall, like he can never be Mechayev him.
He's doing it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to say that we're talking over here about Hezekiah, so we'll have to say that even though Hezekiah is Stam Bika, is a Mokum Snogu Shulay Ligdur, that means that since it's only 1 month worth of Hezekiah, So people aren't so, it doesn't rise to the level. It's not flagrant enough that you could be tevei achokas nizakim. And mele it's a mokum shenog has an interval, and if we, they're not kaifin zese, or it's not a strong enough minog that you could be kaifin zese. Whatever the getter is, achokas nizakim, or beshadik, we don't have to go back into all of that lumbus. But for shorthand, we'll say achokas nizakim. It's not really called, it's not enough, they're not mazik each other enough that he could be tevei a shimon to be mishatev and a getter, else achokas nizakim. If it was a very strong achokas nizakim, Reuben could say to Shimon, Shimon, who cares if you, if who cares if the rabbim are looking at you? That's your problem. So build a wall on the fourth side. Meanwhile, you're looking at me. You have a chiyuv achokas nizakim. So that's not true in a bikkur, but it's still true that there is some ta'elus in not having ayin hara for a month. So if Reuben is makiv Shimon, he can still say, look, I was mashbiach yisodim. Yeah, it's not a, it's a bikkur. Lots of people, maybe most people, they do without a wall. But now you have a luxury soda that doesn't have, that is totally protected from ayin hara. It's a gated soda. That's about a more, it's more valuable. So I keep it today. You also then as mashbiach.
Could we potentially also say that maybe there's a chilek between, like, if it's makif or nikaf, that if the nikaf gets him do, we could put in the svara of nichusa, and that when he, that when the nikaf is one who gets up and does the fourth one, then that would be nichusa, and then that's him saying that he was agreeing to the histakas of Hezekiah, which would.
Meanwhile, we're not talking about Omad Nikaf. We're still in the world of Omad Makif. We'll get later to the Rav Yossi, and then we have a Chilik Omad Makif. And in the Tanakam, the Dik is Omad Makif is Chayef. And the Gemara says, L'chayer, because Zenedev is a Chosser is Chayef. And the Gemara says, no, Zenedev is a Chosser is Potter. But here it's Abgramtli Akefi is there. So Zenedev is a Chosser. And Mimela, the Makif could be Tavei Ruben Als Nene. Again, there's this tension. The Gemara in Baba Kama calls it Nene. We should not call it Mashbiach. Yeah, the Pashat, the answer is that Nene and Mashbiach are not so, are basically similar. Even though Nene has a Tanai that Yidi Maisav and Maisav Behemto, Yanos Gufay, Mashbiach doesn't have that Tanai. So the Pashat Pshat, again, even though we saw fancy lumbus of Shimon, not the way, but let's say the simple answer is that that there are all kinds of Mamoni Gabach. There's different ways to make Mamoni Gabach. You have a Nene, that's a Mamoni Gabach that needs a Maisa HaMakasher to connect the Hanov to the Chisaron or to the Nechosim, to the Mahana. But Yared doesn't need it. Yared is a simple Mamoni Gabach, that your trees float into my field. So that says, your Avonim float into my field, and we're Mashbiach my field. That doesn't need, that's a Mamoni Gabach that doesn't need a Maisa HaMakasher. But fundamentally, it's all the same than the Mamoni Gabach. That's the simple way to deal with the fact that the Marba Makamad talks in terms of Nene, and the Rishayna will be talking in terms of Mashbiach. If you learn like Kap Shimon that Nene has nothing to do with Mamoni Gabach, then it gets, you know, much more, then we have to do a little bit to turn some somersaults in order to make it all work out. But let's go meanwhile with the pastors, that it's all Mamoni Gabach. I want to move on. Ellie, you have a question, but I really want to, if it's brief, I'll take it. Otherwise, I want to go on. I'm not hearing you. No, you're mute. It doesn't show you as being mute. I don't hear you. Nothing's happening. You could type a memo, I guess.
Okay. He said, never mind. It's okay.
Okay. There is another possibility, I think, in Rashi, that we're not talking about Hezekiah. The Gemara at the end of the Sugya brings a story. I'm assuming the Gemara, everybody saw at some level, everybody saw the Gemara till the end. The Gemara at the end of the Sugya brings a Maisa with Ravina and Runyo. That Ravina was Makif Runyo Midal Ruchaysev. And he wanted, and then he was Tevei the Runyo that he should Mishtatif in the Gedda. So it's the case of Omad Makif. Reuben's the Makif. He was Makif Runyo Midal Ruchaysev. And Runyo didn't want it. So the whole story, Ravina sent his Oris into Runya's Soda, and the Runya's father yelled at him to go out. He's going to be Masik, his Ta'anim or his Tvarim, whatever he had over there. And they had a whole dialogue. In the end, they came to Rava, and Rava said, Zil Paisei, said to Runya, make some shore with Ravina. Otherwise, I'm going to paskin, I'm going to come down on you like a whole ton of bricks, and I'm going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. I'll leave with the Ravuno. Rav Huna Liba Rav Yosi, meaning like Rav Yosi the Megalgan Lovas Hakol, and like Rav Huna that it's not to make Kanan Bezoil, but it's Kamisha Gadol. You have to pay Avon. So I'm going to make you pay for the whole 50% of the whole thing, like the whole chumras of Rav Yosi, like Rav Huna Liba Rav Yosi. We try to ask. But Rav Yosi only talked about Omid Nikif, not Omid Makif. And here was a case of Omid Makif. So what does it have to do with Rav Yosi? What does it have to do with Rav Huna Liba Rav Yosi? Rav Huna Liba Rav Yosi is talking about Omid Nikif. That's the last Teretz of the Gemara. That's what it says in the last Teretz of the Gemara. That Makif and Nikif give an eye. But the Tanakhama says Omid Makif is Chayef, and Rav Yosi says no, only Omid Nikif is Chayef. So what's chat in the story over there by William? So first of all, it depends on a few things. You have to have the Gemara, First of all, it depends how to be Gerish in the last Teretz of the Gemara. There's two Gesoyes in the last Teretz of the Gemara. We have both of them in the Gemara as a Lishna Charina, but it's not really Shayna Mismavur that the what's I asked the Gemara is four teirutzim. The Gemara says Ma'ikab and Tanakam le Rav Yosi. The Gemara is four teirutzim. The third and the fourth are really not really a third and a fourth teretz. There's really only three teirutzim. But the Rishonim, there's two Gesoyes in the third teretz, both of which got printed in our Gemaras. So the first version is what we have first in the Gemara. That's the Ga'inim. The first version of the third teretz, which by us comes first, which by us is the next to last, is the Ga'inim's Gersa. But Makif and Ikif Ikimenai, they're both tributes of Makif and Ikif Ikimenai. The Shah is which way it goes. So the Ga'inim's Girs is that Makif and Ikif Ikimenai, that the Tanakama is only Machayev by Omid Nikif. Rabbi Yosi is Machayev, Ben Omid Makif, Ben Omid Nikif. That's the Girs of the Ga'inim. Could be that's the Girs of the Rif, maybe. Rashi and Tosis is Girsa, which we have also in Agamara, we have second. Is the other way around. That according to Nakama, Ben Omid Makif, Ben Omid Nikif. According to Yosi, it's only Omid Nikif. If you have the Ga'inim's Girsa, then it's very good. The Maskana, Rabbi Yosi is a Ben Omid, that's the last Teretz in the Law. Rabbi Yosi is Ben Omid Makif, Ben Omid Nikif. Tanakama is only Omid Makif. It's only Omid Nikif. And Rabbi Yosi is Ben Omid Makif, Ben Omid Nikif. And that was Rava said to Runyon. He said, I'm going to pass him for you like Rav Yosi. That Ben Omid Makif, Ben Omid Nikif. That's also, by the way, reflected in the very beginning of Agamar. Agamar says, Omer Abiyud Omer Shmuel Halochik Rav Yosi Da Omer Omer Gadar Se Rav Yiz Megalgan Av Zakai Leishna Omer Nikif Leishna Omer Makif. So he's saying Halochik Rav Yosi. And he says, Leishna Omer Makif Leishna Omer Nikif. That's the chayr like the Ga'inim's Girsa, that Rabbi Yosi is Ben Omid Makif, Ben Omid Nikif. Rabbi Yosef says that this whole line is not really, in his Gemara it didn't have it, and it comes from the Rif. It's the Girsa's Rif. So it could be that Rashi and Tosfos didn't have that whole line in the Gemara. But they certainly didn't have the Ben Omid Makif, Ben Omid Nikif. But if you look at Ga'inim, we're good. But the Rashi and Tosfos, it's still shre. The Rashi and Tosfos, the last Teretz in the Gemara is, that the last teretz of the Gemara is that Tanakam is Mechayim Ben Omid Makif Ben Omid Nikif. Rabbi Yosi says no, only Omid Nikif. That's a Rashi and Tosfos goes to the Gemara. By the way, in the Gemara Baba Kama, it's Mefurish that way. According to Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara Baba Kama is like the last teretz of the Gemara. According to the Ga'inim, the Gemara Baba Kama is not like any of the teretzim in the Gemara. We should even point that out. The Balamor says that's so terrible. You have sugyas chalukas in different places, sugyas that don't stim. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, the last teretz of Agamar is what it says in the Gemara of Makam. That Rav Yosi is only Omid Nikif. Rav Tanakam is Ben Omid Makif, Ben Omid Nikif. Rav Yosi is only Omid Nikif. So then we're back to the problem. So what does the Gemara want from Runyu? Runyu is Omid Makif, not Omid Nikif. Said the Rashba. Entered the Rashba. That's a shver. All of the teirutzim in the Gemara, if you're holding in the Chesed Min HaSugya, all of the teirutzim in the Gemara, all three teirutzim in the Gemara, are to answer Chiyah Barav. and said that when a Beis says Megalgan of Hakol, Hakol means Mekan and Bezoil. So the Gemara asks, if Hakol is Mekan and Bezoil, so my Ikim and Tanakam are Rabbi Yossi. Because the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yossi is more Machmir. Megalgan of Hakol. Hakol is Mashmir, that the Hakol is Mashmir more than the Tanakam. So if Rabbi Yossi is if Rabbi Yossi's Hakol is Mekan and Bezoil, that's already called Hakol. So what's left for the Tanakhama? So Ma'ikim and Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi. For that, we have three terutzim, and the last one is Makif and Ikif Ikif Benayim. But if you're like Rav Huna, that Hakol means Me'avonim, Kimei Shigodar, Shlegamar, then the Gemara says it's very good with Ma'ikim and Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi. Tanakhama is only Mechayev Mekan and Bezel, Rabbi Yossi is Mechayev Kimei Shigodar. Then we don't need any of the terutzim of the Gemara. We don't need to say Makif and Ikif Ikif Benayim. And then we could say that Ben Tanakhama, that both Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi are not Mechalak, but Makif and Ikif. And that's therefore what Rava said. I'll pass them to you like Rav Huna, like Rav Huna, I'll leave with Rav Yossi. Once you're in the world of Rav Huna, then Rav Yossi is also not Mechalak, I'm a Nikif. And Rav Yossi says Hakol, and I'm going to say like Rav Huna's version of Hakol, and Hakol is Avon. That's the answer of the Rashi. The problem is that in Rashi it doesn't work. Because we're going to see in Rashi Kaseda learns, maybe we should see the side of it, Rashi learns that Om and Nikif is not just one teretz out of three in Chiyah Barav. Rashi learns that Amanikif is a maskana. Look at Rashi in comments a few times. First of all, look at Rashi. Rashi says in the Gemara, look at Rashi in the Gemara. I gotta tell you, it's in the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down in the wide lines, in the middle of the line. Says Rashi, Urab Yosi Nami Kasalka Dait De Chashto De Tana Nikif Vu Adin LeMakif. There's a few things in Rashi. First of all, it's from Vuna Rashi that he was Geres Nikif in Rav Yosi. In the words of Rav Yosi, he was Geres Om of Nikif. There's a Hagon in the Rashi and in the Mishnah as well. They say you can't be Geres Om of Nikif. The Gemara is not sure about it. The Gemara in the earlier Terutzim didn't think that Rabbi Yossi is only Om of Nikif. That's the last Eretz of the Gemara, Makif and Nikif Ikif Benayim. So how could he be Geres Om of Nikif in the Mishnah? But Rashi says, Tana Nikif. Itaka says Nikif. But the Gemara had a Salka Daituch that Nikif is Lavdafka who Adin LeMakif. Well, with Rashi, that's only a Salka Daituch. But about the Maskon is that Nikif is Kipshuti. It's only Om of Nikif. And that's why Rashi in the Mishnah, Megalgan Olav Sakayil, Los is Chelke Vishloish to Shoyim, the cave in the Goder is Atzara Pasuach, Goli Daiti the Nichalei Bamai the Goder Chavri. Rashi in the Mishnah learns it's Omad Nikif. In other words, Rashi in the Mishnah learns like the Maskana. Omad Nikif means Omad Nikif. And it's because there's a Gili Das the Nichalei. And that's only Omad Nikif. But I'm in Makif Takanat, because Rashi holds that that's the Maskana, so the Mishnah learns like the Maskana. Then when it comes to the earlier Terutzim, the Gemara is Ma'ikib and Tanakam Rabbi Yossi, and so the Gemara doesn't seem to be going that way. The Gemara waits to the third Teretz. So Rashi explains to me, it's Kasalka Daituch that Nikif is Udin Lamakif, but about it, that's not the Emes. The Emes is that Nikif means Nikif. Like the last Teretz of the Gemara, and like the Gemara of Abakam. If that's the case, then it's Furish Rashi. The Rashi learns the Maskana is that Omad Nikif is Dafka Omad Nikif and not Omad Makif, because Goli Daita the Nichal. It's not only like a Teretz for Chiyah Barab, but it's an Emes. The Emes is that Nikif means Nikif. He's Goyish Nikif and Nikif, there's a Salka Daita that's not Dafka, but the Maskana is that it's Dafka. The Rashi is Hadra Gushu L'duchta. What did Rava say to Runya that I'm gonna be Danu like Rav Huna with Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi is only Omad Nikif. Hey, Nathan.
Can we just simply explain that the Kalsaka Daita Chashta, Rashi just saying what the Makshin's thought process was to ask on Chiyah Barav? Kind of the Makshin thought that because that's the only way to read the Mishnah, if it's both Makif and Nikif, that it's Shver for Chiyah Barav Shita.
The Losan Saka Daita is Mash, but it's only a Saka Daita. And you see the Rashi in the Mishnah learns that though.
Rashi
in general, usually Rashi will learn when you have a Salka Daituch and a Maskon in the Gemara, Rashi will usually learn the Mishnah like the Salka Daituch. That way it's easier for us when we get to the Gemara. And then when we get to the when we get to the end, then when we get to the end, we will together with the Gemara discover that that's only a Salkadak. But not always. Sometimes Rashi does the other way around. He learns the Mishnah, he explains the Mishnah like the Maskana. Then when he comes to a place in the Gemara where the Gemara seems to be assuming otherwise, so he speaks out, Kasal Kadai Techashta, not like I said before. You have those who were here, Psalkim, you know, it was a long time. You have Psalkim Daflamid, that's what I remember. But there's many places in Shastam. Psalkim Daflamid, the Sukkim of Anokhi Shuvas, Yisrael Al-Khamsai. Rashi learns the Mishnah, it's Irina Yetzloi, and then later on he says, Kasal Kadai Techlitzlad, that is not Irina Yetzloi, but the Maskon is Irina Yetzloi. This is another, Rashi has this other plan too. I don't know when Rashi does one plan and when he does the other plan, if there's some system. And it's pretty clear to me that that's what's going on in this Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah learns the Maskana. And Rashi especially, I think Rashi especially feels that this is a Maskana because he's Geris Amadikiv. He's Geris and Yossi Amadikiv. A lot of them, this pastor says that Nikiv is Dafka. And the Gemara B'Bakamah says Amadikiv. And the Gemara B'Bakamah, the Gemara in B'Bakamah, when it quotes Rabbi Yossi, it quotes the words Amadikiv. Taisa says it doesn't mean that it says the word Amadikiv in the Mishnah. It means, like the last Eretz of the Gemara, that we assume it's Amadikiv. But Rashi understood the Gemara B'Bakamah that that's the Gersa, Amadikiv. And the Gemara in the Gemara B'Bakamah speaks out, Taim Adam Adikiv, Hamakav Potter. Because that's the pastors. I had the Gemara in the Havimah thought otherwise. The Gemara at a certain point, so I says, Kasal Kadaitach. Kasal Kadaitach means it's a Havimah. So Avada the Yashish in Rashi is that Rashi learns that Maskana, Rabbi Yossi is only Amadikiv. So what's the story with Runya? What's the story with Rav and Runya?
It could be the only reason this Havamina was schwer of thinking that it's both the Makif and the Nikiv is because of Chiyah Barav Shita, meaning within the world of Rav Huna, that we would say it's not called Imash Gadar, there's no reason to suggest anything other than this Havamina. So it could be that's exactly what meaning Rashi means.
It's not a Salkadaitach. A Salkadaitach means something the Maskon is not true. It's not a Salkadaitach. If this is the Pashat of Shad is that Makif and Nikiv are the same thing. You see the Rashi in the Mishnah learned another way. And then here he says Ksalka Daitach, not like it's Ksalka Daitach, like Nikiv is Lav Davka. So Mitzvah, the answer is, I think it's a Piskei Rid. I think the Piskei Rid says this way. I have to double check, but that's how it's. I think it's a Piskei Rid. But Mitzvah, you have to say for Rashi that Rashi holds that the story of Runya, even though it was Omed Makif, but since Runya was Megaladas. So it's like Amadikiv. The whole mila of Amadikiv is that Goli Daiti the Nichle. But Runya was that exactly was the whole story with Ravina and Runya. That Ravina sent his Oris and Runya yelled at the Oris that he should keep out. So Ravina said to him, "You were Megal of Das that you don't want people coming in." So that's a Gili Das. So that Gili Das is like Amadikiv. So it's morally equivalent to Amad Nikiv. By the way, it's a beautiful thing, Rashi Shitasa, because Gili Das, Goli Daita, the Nichle, Tyson Bamakam said it has to be Nichle by Itzois. But I don't see by Runya. Runya was not Megala Das, it's Nichle by Itzois. For that, you need Amad Nikiv, that he actually built the wall. He's put his money where his mouth is. Runya just put his mouth where his mouth is. So in Tyson, you couldn't say this. Taisa will have to say, like the Rashba, that the Amad Nikiv is only in Chiyah Barav, not in Rafun. But Rashi says, Goli Daita Nichle Be'akef. Rashi and Babakama and Rashi here in the Gemara says, Goli Daita in Rav Yossi, Goli Daita Nichle Be'akef. All he has to show is that he's Nichle in the Hekef. Nichle in the Hekef means that he wants a Hekef. He's Machbid on people coming in. So in Mela, that's the same as Amad Nikiv. That's Bistam Mamukhach and Rashi. If that's the case, then we see something about what's the nichus over here. That the nichus of Amad Nikiv, and by extension, Mishnah, the nene altogether in the Mishnah, the nichus is the megaladas that you really want this hano. But even by Amad Makif, so you're not megaladas that you want the hano, but that is the hano. Whatever the nichus is, whatever Amad Nikiv is megaladas that you want. That's the Hano by Omed Makif too. By Omed Nikiv, you show that you want that Hano. So it's mavur that the Gilidas to Nichale that we're talking about is the Gilidas to Nichale that Runya showed. So what was Runya? Runya, of course, he didn't want behemoths to destroy. They said Izim, and the Izim are going to come in, but he did only not want behemoths. He didn't even want Ravina's Oris to come in. That's not behemoths, and that's not a rabbin. That's his neighbor. His neighbor and his neighbor's workers, farm workers. He didn't want Ravina. He didn't want the Makif or the Makif's people to come in either. And that was part of the, that was part of his Gilui Das. That was part of the Hano. So it comes out, I think Lefi Rashi, it's Mukhuch, that there's the Hano over here is not a Hano. Maybe it's also, it's not a Hano of it's not a Hano of Behemoth from the Shusar Abins, because there's an outer Machitza, that can't be. But it's, but we don't have to say it's a Hano of Ayin Hara. But Runya wasn't Machbid Ayin Hara. That's not the story. Runya was Machbid that Ravina shouldn't walk in, or Ravina, or Ravina's Oris, Ravina's workers. That's what he didn't want. And that was the, that's the goal of that. And that's why he had to participate in the fence. I think the Yash, see, Rashi is mukhuk, that's mamish, that's the goal of Daita, the Michali, that's the Hano that we're talking about. So Melo Lamagnu Lufi Rashi, that the Tayelis of this Mechitza Pnimius, we've been having this problem. It's not the Ragli Arabim, it's not the behemoths from the outside, because Rashi and Baba Kama says that there's already an outside wall. That's the Hakeif Yisera, there's already an outside wall. So what's the inside wall for? So we could also have to say Anhara. You see, from Runya, it's a different story entirely. It's nothing to do with Ayin Hara. The Nichus over here and the Hano over here is that the Makif won't come in. The Makif and the Arisim and the workers of the Makif won't come in. That itself is the Hano, and that's why that's the Megalgal of us. That's why the Nikif has to pay. That's the Hano that the Nikif has. The Nikif's Hano is that the Makif can't come in. Might be enough Asar Tfochim if that's the case. I'm not sure. Could be it's enough Asar Tfochim like Mipasol of Kaganov. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe by a place of Dira, so it's enough Asar Tfochim that, you know, he's not going to, by a place of Dira, I'm there all the time. So what's the Shash? He's going to walk in and say, I stepped in inadvertently. You put up an Asar Tfochim barrier, so he can't say, oh, I didn't realize I'm on your side. But in a Bika, in the middle of nowhere, maybe we're afraid they're just going to, if you put up Asar Tfochim, he'll just step over it. Maybe he's not going to need Dalaramas. So I don't know. I don't know what size wall you need according to Rashi. That's not clear. But Al Kaponim, what I know is, I think that's more. The Hano is this. And also I think it helps to shed light on the fact that on the one hand it's a Mokum Shinogu Shaloy Ligdor, but on the other hand there is a Hano. Not that was ever so sure in the first place. It could be a Mokum Shinogu Shaloy Ligdor. I can't be kaifit, but at the end of the day, it is a Hano. But now I see that in the story of Runya itself. Runya said, I'm not Makbid. But then he was Megal Adas, that he is Makbid. So you see that some people are Makbid and some people are not Makbid. Runya was Megal Adas, that he's Makbid. But it could shy for somebody not to be Makbid. Doesn't care so much about his tainim. Doesn't care that. So a bikkur is a mokum shenogu shaloi ligdor, because we can't assume that everybody's Makbid. But at the end of the day, there is such a thing as a ketaita. There is a telos in having your, there are people whom it's good. Mashviach, at least it is. And therefore, Shimon is called a nena because he has ashbacha. He has a field that's good for people who are makbid. That's ashbacha in the field. All the focus, this field is more valuable. Yeah, Dave. David.
Yeah, Rebbe. It sounds like the problem that Runya though may have had with going into the field wasn't necessarily that he had a problem with Hezek Re'iyah. He told him to go take dates from Runya, which would be a problem of stealing dates. No?
Again?
Isn't the problem that he told him to go take dates from Runya? Wouldn't that then be a problem of Gizela? Meaning that was his problem? Why are you coming in and stealing my dates?
Yeah, so maybe some people are not mocking on that. A few dates. How much dates? You know, you see them more. Some people are mocking, some people are not mocking. And that's mukhuk in the story. He needed a gili das to michale. Goli said that goli daitach when he goli daitach. Without a gili das, not so pushed. Not everybody cares if somebody comes. If a guy has a huge apple orchard, he cares if somebody comes in and takes a couple of apples. But you're megala das, you're makbid in every single apple. Yeah.
Hey, Rabbi, how do you read the rest of the Gemara about Izim and just the rest of the conversation between Runya and Ravina?
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, Chayes Mukach, that the story of Runya was that there was not a outer mechitza. Oh, you have to say that the case of Runya was there was no outer mechitza. That's true. He's makban and behemoth too, but you see that he's not only makban and behemoth. You see that he was makban on people, and you're not just people that robbed him. He was makban on his neighbors. Why did Rinas need to say to him lo yehel izu ba'alma? Rashi says, It's a little bit of a doichuk. I think you have to say that there the case was that there was no mechitza chitzayna, mechitzas chitzanias. So Ravina said, if you're machbed on mayoris, you're certainly machbed on izin. You have a point. You could read the Gemara that he was not Yorim Miganovim. Even though he screamed at Runya's Oris, that's not enough of a Gilidas because he's not necessarily Yorim from Ganovim. Here there was a guy who came in, but in general, that doesn't mean he has to be Yorim in a Ganovim. But I see your Makbet on the Tainim. So if you're Makbet on the Tainim, so never mind Ganovim, but there's going to be Izim. All right, so then Lechaira, there's a mashmaiz here that it's the has the shmir is from behemoth. But if the shmir is happened, if the shmir is from behemoth, so how does it? And that's on the nikkav. The Lechaira and Rashi's mukach that this is the equivalent of on the nikkav. But on the nikkav you have even when the armachitz is it's Rashi mashmaiz Rashi that the armachitz is kifayim at least. It's normally the armachitz is chitzonis. That's why it's a kefir yisera. So why would there be behemus? Even if by Ravina punkt there wasn't, but the Mishnah is talking about cases where there is machitz, where the armachitz is chitzonis. Yeah, a little bit funny. Them is you're right. If not for the Rashi and Baba Kama about Hakef Yisera, I would say that we're assuming that there are no mechitzas chitzonius, and not only is taka from the Izim from the behemoth to come in Echutz, and that's the hanoi and the mechitzas hafnimius that your nene that behemoth won't come in Echutz. The mechitzas from Mitzvah will see such a malach. What am I going to do? Rashi and Bava Kama. It's part of the way Rashi reads the Gemara. You have to. It's meduyik in the Gemara. The Gemara calls it mechitzas. Gemara calls it hakef yisera. So Rashi says, "What's the hakef yisera?" Because there are already mechitzas chitzonis. Granted, the Yosef has different shot in the Gemara Bava Kama. He learns the Gemara in Bava Kama, so the mechitzas chitzonis. But in our Gemara, we don't learn mechitzas chitzonis. We'll see when we get to the Yosef. So he doesn't have this problem with the hakef yisera. But Rashi has the problem. Mark calls it Hakef Yisera. The Mechitzas Pnimius are Hakef Yisera. Why are they Hakef Yisera? Says Rashi, because you already have Mechitzas Chitzonis. And Omen Rakif is Paul Ischai. Why is Omen that according to Tanakhama? Why? Because you're Nenet. Why are you Nenet? Bahamas can't come in.
Rabbi, could you say that at first maybe Runia was saying, I mean, Ravina was saying, listen, you're Makbananga Novim. So he's saying, he's tying to him, you have to pay for the wall. And then he says, fine, even if you're claiming to be now, you're not Makbananga Novim, so at least pay for the outer walls now. Pay for the outer walls now.
That's what I have to say. That's what I have to say. But I'm asking that if I didn't have to say it, that's not what I would have said. Because the Rashi about Afilo Ein Chayorim Menaga Novim is mashma that is a legitimate time. That Runya could still say, even though he screamed at the Oris, Runya could still say, I'm not Makbidan, I'm not Yori Menaganovim. I'm not Yori Menaganovim. Yeah, you said your Oris deliberately to provoke me, but I'm not Yori Menaganovim. But the Izim, it can't be not Yori Menaganovim. And if you weren't Makbidan, on your Tainim, so that would be a different story, but we see that you're Makbidan, your Tainim. That, I think, would be the simple Mashmois in the Rashi. But then I don't know. I don't know what to do with Rashi in the Baba Kama. Chedron Adorim is driving me to say that there's a kapeda even on Ganovim, or even on his, not just Ganovim in Achutz, Ganovim from the Makif. Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure. This Nikud is a little bit, I'm not 100% satisfied here. It's the loss in the Rashi, I feel, Ein Chiyorim in a Ganovim. It's mashma. There's no gilid das that is yori miganovim. Maybe we say like this: Runya could say he's not yori miganovim, but Amad Nikif is megal das that is yori miganovim. Because if there's already mechitzas chesonius, why is he building? Why was he called as Yerevius? So he's a guy who's Megal Das, A, that he's Makbar and his Te'enim, and B, that he's Yoyim and Aganovim. So maybe that's the Pshara. When Ravina and Runya, so Ravina said to Runya, I can't prove that you're Yoyim and Aganovim, but I can prove that you're Makbar and your Te'enim, and if you're Makbar and your Te'enim, so what about the Yizim and Achuz? So therefore there's a Gilu Das. In a case when you have an outer mechitza, you have mechitzas chitzonius, so there are no izim. But he was not. But no, but there's still a problem. So Mela Omed Nikif, he's megaladas. But what about Omed Makif? Omed Makif, there's no giladas. So why is he nene? Why can he say I'm not yori menaganovim? Omed Makif, why can't the Nikif say I'm not nene? I'm not yori menaganovim. He says I'm yori menaganovim. And Minayizim, there's a Mechitza Chitzayna. Yeah, we're running out of time. I don't know, this Nekuda needs a beer. I still think the key is in the story. Again, it's Rashi L'shitosli. If you don't learn like Rashi, if you don't learn that Runya is a case of Goli Daita the Nichalei, so you can say there was a separate, you know, Runya and Ravina had their own separate discussion that you see that you want the wall, and he said, I don't want the wall. And then he came to Rava, and Rava said, I have a different cheshbon. Yeah, maybe that's Hakai and Hora. That would be shmak, but at least I could say it. But in Rashi, it's Mukhuch. Rashi holds that the maskana you need Omed Nikif. So what was the story with Runya and Ravina? So you have to say, because it was Golidaita the Nichle. What Runya's screaming was Golidaita the Nichle. So then I see that what Runya was Makbaran is what Golidaita the Nichle is Makbaran. And then it's Mestama that's also by Omed Makif the same Hanot. So then Runya is the test case for what Hano are we talking about? What Hano was Runya Makbara? So here it gets a little bit sticky because it sounds like it was Makbara and Izin. That was the Giladas. It's Makbara and Izin, not a Ganovim. Ain't Chayorim and a Ganovim. It's a Kpeid and Izin. Izin, what Izin? In the Mishnah, you have Kefir Yisera. There's already Mechitzis Chitanis. Yeah, look at that. This Nakuda needs, I don't know. Okay. Very good. Have a good, everybody have a great Shabbos. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.
Good Shabbos.
Rabbi.